And the title of the story today, I entrust this creature to you as a precious stone. And these are words of Our Lady that are addressed to Padre Pio about a particular child who was born, when she was born. It's an incredible story. Do join us for the story. Hello friends, and welcome to our channel Following Padre Pio, in which we investigate through a series of very short stories the life of our great saint Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, he was a mystic, he was an incredible miracle worker. So do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and also to see what his intercession could do for you. And very quickly, we wish to thank our protected child of Padre Pio, patrons, for your support. You are making these videos possible for everyone. Anyone wishing to join, do see the video on the end screen. And we encourage everyone to be part of our Padre Pio apostolate by liking our video, share the video with your friends and colleagues, and of course, make sure you are subscribed. Now, in this story, this particular miracle was used in the canonization process of Padre Pio. And it consists of a number of different incidents that corresponded to what happened to reality in such an incredible way. And it is 1905, January the 18th. And Giovanna Battista Rizzani, he lay in his bed dying. And his wife, Leonolda Sarau, was attending to him. And quite naturally, she was pretty upset at his imminent death. But she was also heavily pregnant and expecting a child to be born at any moment. And then at one point, the dog started barking in quite an unusual way. And so she got up, she left the bedside of her dying husband, and she went to calm the dogs down. But right at this point, the labor pains began. And only the steward was present to help. So the birth was quite precarious. However, in the end, all went well. And the mother, that is Leonolda, she now gathered her strength and she took the child in her arms. Gathering all of her strength, she made the way up the stairs to her husband's room. Her husband was dying, and within a few moments, he passed away. But something strange had happened during this whole birth. And Leonolda recalls, and she remembers this, that during the labor, she had seen in front of her and along the corridors of the mansion, she had seen a Capuchin friar. And somehow his appearance had been very reassuring to her. And so perhaps this is why the birth had gone well. Yet she was unsure. Was it a hallucination she had seen, or a real apparition? And this baby that was born, she grew up and later on became Marquise Giovanna. And many years later, she discovered this story. It came to light that Padre Pio had written about this very same night of her birth. And amazingly, the same set of circumstances as at her birth. So we have to remember 1905, Padre Pio would have been a friar. He had just been in the monastery 2 years, still a friar, not a priest. And so he wrote to his spiritual director at the time, and it was kept in his diary, Padre Pio's diary. And this sheet was now taken out of the diary years later by Padre Agostino, and it was given to Marquise Giovanna. The sheet, as we said, was dated 1905. Which was the year of her birth. And this is how, in fact, she became aware of the whole story about Padre Pio's presence there. And handwriting experts have confirmed that it was, in fact, Padre Pio's writing, and that it was from 1905. In this letter on the sheet from Padre Pio, which is addressed at that time to his spiritual director, Padre Agostino of San Marco in La Mis, Fray Pio wrote the following. And here we read from the book, and this is the last mass of Padre Pio. Padre Pio says, this is in the letter, "Days ago, a peculiar episode happened to me. While I was in the choir, together with Padre Anastasio, it was about 11 p.m., 11 in the evening, on the 18th day of the last month." So that's the exact same day she was born. "And at once I found myself very far away, in a high-class home," he said, "where the father was dying while a baby girl was being born. And most Mary, most holy, then appeared to me and told me, 'I entrust you, this baby, this creature, to you. She is a precious stone, untreated," that's uncut, "work on her, polish her, and make her as shining as possible, because I want her someday to adorn me.'" These are the words of Our Lady to Padre Pio. She said, "Do not doubt, she will come to you. But first you will meet her at St. Peter's." And so we see this story corresponds exactly with the time and the circumstances of the birth of Giovanna and also the death of her father, Giovanni Battista. And not long after this, Lady Leonolda, she was now a widow, and so she moved back to Rome where her parents were. So it was going to be a lot easier. They could all help each other and help with the child. But in 1922, Giovanna started to have doubts about her faith. She wasn't quite sure what to do, so she went to speak to a priest. She went to St. Peter's, to the Vatican, exactly as Our Lady had said. And she sought through all of the confessionals there for a priest to speak to. But they were all empty. So she looked around St. Peter's. And then she sighted somewhere in the aisles over there a little friar. And she ran after the friar. And then they struck up a conversation and they talked for quite a long while. And she said after this, her doubts were eased somewhat. But not entirely eased. So 1 year later, Giovanna now heard of this Capuchin friar who lived, a priest who lived way up there in the mountains in St. Giovanni Rotondo. And so she decided she was going to make a pilgrimage to this particular monastery. And so she made this pilgrimage to Padre Pio, and this is the meeting. "In the small monastery of St. Giovanni Rotondo, we found many people. There were also several important personalities there. And the corridor leading from the sacristy to the cloistered part of the monastery was packed. I was able to find room in the front. And then, Padre Pio, passing by, stopped," she said, "right in front of me. And he looked at me straight in the eyes and said, smiling, 'Giovanna,'" he's never met her before, and he knows her name, "'Giovanna, I know you. You were born on the same day that your father died.' So the morning after," she said, "I went to confession with him. As soon as I drew near, Padre Pio, after giving me his blessing, told me, 'My daughter, finally you have come. I have been waiting for you for many years.' And then he added, 'Last year, on a summer afternoon, you went with a friend to the Basilica of St. Peter's, looking for a priest who could enlighten you regarding the doubts on your faith. And there you met a Capuchin, and you spoke at length with him.' 'I was the Capuchin,' Padre Pio said. And after a brief pause, Padre Pio continued, 'When you were about to be born, the Blessed Mother took me to the mansion. She made me witness the death of your father, and then she told me to take care of you. And the Virgin entrusted you to me, and I have to take care of your soul.'" I imagine receiving a story like this out of the blue from a priest about her birth, and everything corresponded. And so from that moment on, Giovanna became Padre Pio's spiritual daughter. And thereafter, Giovanna regularly went to see Padre Pio to speak to him, to seek guidance and counseling in her life. And finally, at Padre Pio's death, she was the only woman present. She was the only woman who was allowed to be present at his death. And then 10 years later, Giovanna herself, known as Giovanna Boschi now, she joined the friar in heaven. And then, as the story turned out, the girl Giovanna, when she grew up, she became the mother of Giovanna Francesca, who later became the founder of the Franciscan Missionaries of the Incarnate Word. Next time on this channel, do join us for another fascinating story on the life of Padre Pio. And if you're new to our channel, do make sure that you have subscribed to our channel and click that reminder bell too. Dear friends of Following Padre Pio, wouldn't you like to be, as Scripture says, those who instruct many to justice shall be as the stars for eternity? Apparently that's from the book of Daniel. So with that intention in mind, we offer you a special program, and it's called the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And through this, if you join this program, you will be helping our team at Following Padre Pio to reach out to many people, hopefully to inspire them so that they do not give up hope, that they do not lose faith in God in these very trying times. So if you and I can give them this hope, then our Lord Jesus Christ's death would not have been in vain for them. So that's our aim. And we also have regular masses celebrated for all of those who join the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And of course, there are other benefits too. To find out more, just click the video on the end screen, or you can go to the link in the video description below.